It's a world full of distractions, isn't it? It's time to center up on Jesus. The new book by Steve Brown is called Jesus Centered. Steve is the president of Aero Leadership based in BC. He's with us now. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you, Todd.
Steve, are we a new generation at this, or have there been distractions ever since Jesus' time?
Yeah, I think that the distractions go way back, but they're probably amplified now. When I was reading through one of Paul's letters in the New Testament, and he gets where we're at today. He was writing from jail, and so he was social distancing back then, and he was also not doing what he wanted to do, which was to plant more churches. So if you're in a space where you're not hanging with the people you want to hang with, and you're not doing exactly what you want to be doing, back in Paul's time, he was living it.
One of the things that Jesus told us and the disciples was, follow me. Do you think we understand what that means today?
Yeah, I mean, all of us, whether we know it or not, are following something or someone. And Jesus said, come follow me. And he makes that invitation broad. So, I mean, he invites all of us to do that. But it's I mean, there's nobody better to follow than Jesus. But there are also some costs to following Jesus as well.
Well, maybe we're more vulnerable to distractions just because a lot of the other things that we're normally associated with church have been stripped away, and we're just left with follow Jesus.
Yeah, I think we do get distracted. My phone sends me, a million ways to get distracted every day. We get to a point where we even think, Jesus, I know about Jesus, and we discount Jesus or we dismiss Jesus. But there's nobody better to follow. And we can trust him. He lived different. He led different. And he invites us to walk with him. So it's not like, we're on our own. It's with Jesus.
Steve, explain one of the chapters a little bit more. It's called Think Like Him.
Yeah, I mean, our minds are tremendously important. They're a gift from God. They're partly how we love God, to love God with our minds. And we need to really control what goes into our minds. I'm a runner. I love to run. And sometimes I've been running and I just feel horrible. And people are passing me by who I don't think should be passing me by. And a soundtrack starts in my head where a lot of negative kind of things are popping in my head. And I found that in order to keep running, I need to shut those things down. And for a lot of us, we have soundtracks in our heads that aren't helping us. They're actually really negative and even toxic. And we need to, as the scripture says, take those thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ.
And another chapter is called Respond the Way Jesus Would Respond. How do you think Jesus would have us to respond to the things that are happening today?
Yeah, I think one of the ways that Jesus responded was with courage. He had a lot of opposition. I mean, his own family didn't really get who he was or want him to be who he was. His friends deserted him and fled. There were people around trying to trip him up and take him out. But he kept responding with courage. And I define spiritual courage as choosing to follow Jesus even when your knees are knocking. So it's not that you're not afraid or anxious to some extent, but you're choosing to follow him even when your knees are knocking. And that's one thing I think a lot of us don't live each day with courage, and we miss out on a lot because we don't.
We're speaking with Steve Brown about his book. It's called Jesus Centered. And Steve, do you think with the time we have now, if we could sit and just kind of consider our ways, would we follow Jesus a little bit differently?
I think a lot of us, like I mentioned, can get either distracted or we're half-hearted. And I think if we are wholehearted, that's what God's after, is for us to be wholehearted. And to think that I used to think about doing stuff for God, and I think Jesus wants us to reframe that and think about doing stuff with him. And that he's with us 24/7. So he's with us when we go for a run. He's with us when we go to work. He's with us when we're taking care of our kids. He's with us when we're at church. And sometimes we kind of think Jesus is only with us when we're at church or doing something, for him. But he wants to be with us 24/7. And that's, I think, a game changer.
The book is called Jesus Centered, Focusing on Jesus in a Distracted World by Steve Brown. He's the president of Arrow Leadership. Steve, thanks for being with us this morning.
Great to be with you.